when I teach yoga, I go through poses. I keep people safe. I remind them to breathe. But I don't really talk about any particular thing in the way of dogma or spirituality or the way they should live, students that is. Because the truth is, in my mind, my truth, is that I have knowledge of a system, and the system is yoga. I'm coming to pass along and guide a group of people through so that they come in feeling better than when they came in, whether that's physical, mental, and or spiritually, emotionally. But it's their experience. And if someone is spiritually connected for whatever it is for them, universe, God, whatever religion they might practice, it's all good on their part. The practice, if it does what it needs to do for them, will get them clear to connect them deeper to their place of connection to source. But I'm just a yoga teacher, and I'm also just a human being, and I just have knowledge that I'm passing along. You know, a lot of yoga teachers who I've come across just over a period of pretty long time practicing, they say that they don't want to be put on a platform and they don't want to be elevated, that they're just people, and that it's the students that put them on a platform and elevate them to some sort of guru or pseudo-guru or spiritual leader of sorts, slash therapist, slash who knows. But I don't think that that is accurate, at least not even close to 100%. I think the teachers actually choose to make themselves elevated and to be like they are a spiritual leader or to lead a class in that fashion. It's not just based upon the teacher. I can't believe that, ultimately. So I would say to the teachers that are coming from that place, you know, and I know, if you've been teaching long enough and you're even in the business of yoga, that everyone's full of shit. Really. Like, do you really believe every time that you teach a class, everything you're saying, do you really believe that? Or it's just some shit that you're saying because that's just what you say when you teach? Because I bet for a very large percentage of you, you're just saying most of the same stuff that you say all the time, which is fine. It is what it is. Even a waiter or waitress, they greet a table. They say the same script to set the mood, to set the tone for that experience. We're holding space as teachers. We're creating experience. And that's all it is. Let's not take it and elevate it any higher that we're conducting anything more than just being facilitators of a system that's made up to take people on their own journey, not yours, on their journey, and maybe that'll connect them to their higher place. But don't place that on you. Don't give yourself credit for that. Don't think that you're above the practice as a teacher. You're not. And the way that you tell people to live their lives, you know damn well in your own life that you're a mess in so many ways, because that's what brought you to yoga. We all came to yoga because we had shit to deal with, and we're always working through it. We're just up there as teachers who appear to have it all together, but it's not true. You know that. If you're a teacher and you're listening, you know that. And if you're a student and you're listening, you know that as well. You teachers have more knowledge of the practice of yoga, the system of yoga, which is fine, right? A philosophy teacher has more knowledge of the philosophers and a different philosophy. A mathematics teacher has more knowledge of calculus or algebra, and they're passing along that knowledge. I mean, really, I don't want to really touch on religion. I try to avoid it, but even preachers, they're not higher. You know, look what's happening in the Catholic Church. And I'm sorry if you're Catholic, I'm not beating up on a particular religion, but it just goes to show you time and time again, the people that lead these spiritual or religious practices are talking about principles that they studied. It doesn't mean that they live those out. It doesn't mean that they are people to look up to. What you should be looking up to is words that are being passed along, not the messenger, really. Because we're all flawed, and anyone who walks around like they're not is the most full of shit, you know? And eventually that comes out into fruition, where you hear of scandals and you hear of, I mean, a perfect example in yoga, and I will beat up on this person, is Bikram. You know, he was elevated to the status of guru, and I'm sure he helped facilitate that because he relished in it. And wherever he is, who knows, I'm sure he still does. But what a morally depraved human being. Not someone to look up to. not someone to try and aspire to live like. You know, he just poses. Anything that he would spew philosophically or morally that might have any redemptive value to live a better life and to live just and right would go against the way that that guy was living, probably still is, who knows. But we all know what happened, the horrible things that he did, and why he had to flee and be on the run. So don't elevate yourself as a teacher, right? Always be the student. Always be humble. And always realize that you are just passing along knowledge, holding space, keeping people safe, guiding them through their own experiences to come in one way and leave feeling another, hopefully better, and whatever that means for them. Now get off your high horse and be careful getting off it.